The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hello again, guys, and welcome to another episode of the Brocast podcast. My name is Thomas, and joining me, as always, he's my bro, and he's your bro too. Give it up for Alan.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Brocast. It is me, it is he, it is I, Alan of the Brocast. Tom, how are you?
Bro, I'm going good, but on the corner of my eye, I'm getting that TikTok ring is like really irritating my right eye. But we have to have it, guys, because we talked about it last episode, where I sit in the corner of the room, because I have this cover here, it blocks out my main light, and I look like I'm sitting in a bamboo hut. So I just have to go through the pain of this very bright sunset light. And we had a bit of a chat off mic, and I think you said you have one of these as well, Elle.
I do, but I have it's a small circular one, just on the side of my screen here as well, too. I mean, it does look very interesting and strange if I was to just do that. You know, welcome to the Brocast. Want to see a pip?
No, it even like faded as well. It even faded out darkness and then faded you in then as well. Creepy.
Yeah, my camera hates this thing because it just shits itself for going, oh my God, what are you doing? But yeah, Tom, how are you? Well, we are excited because we're on the cusp. We are just mere hours away for a very great thing that you and I enjoy both. And that would be?
AEW Dynamite's already happened this week. So, yeah, we'll have to wait till next week for that. Yeah. What were you thinking? What's on this weekend?
Garbage wrestling, hey? Disgusting. Your boys, your bucks, hey?
Wink at the camera, yeah.
Yeah, garbage. Absolute garbage.
Alan is talking about WrestleMania 40, and I actually think, I was looking at one of our retweet chat groups I was in, and I'm like, I think we are the last podcast to do a show. Like, everyone has done it. Some did their WrestleMania predictions last week. Some did them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And here we are on Friday. And our aim is to get this show out very, very soon because we want you guys to listen to it, to also view it on Apple iTunes, also Podbean, CastBox, Castro, and on our YouTube channel. But I think we are one of the last few, but it's going to be a great show. And I think it's something that has been a lot of build up. And we will be going in detail about that, giving our individual predictions, but we are going to save that for the end of the show because
yes,
we are doing a wrestling companion, and it is probably our longest wrestling companion matchup that we've actually ever done. We've hinted,
yes,
we've talked about, we've joked about, and we're finally going to do it. Alan, what match is it?
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We are going to do the Shawn Michaels versus the Bret Hart in the Iron Man match for WrestleMania 12. The Portuguese Man of War is here. That is like an old grab from yesterday's eons ago of podcasts that you and I have just, I just randomly one day just, you know, I'm going to do the voice for that entire episode. I said, I think I remember saying to you, if we ever do the Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Iron Man match, I'll try to do the Portuguese Man of War accent or as commentary. I'm not going to do that tonight, guys. I apologize. No, if you were looking for that to happen, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, it's actually not just an hour, guys, because we've just loaded it up on our local streaming service that we have here in Australia. And it says here that the actual match itself is 1 hour and 22 minutes. So that's a lot of Portuguese Man of War voice. I think he will appear. I think we have to give the people what they want and have him, maybe we sprinkle him throughout the match in different points. What, maybe when Jose Lothario comes out there, and maybe you can sprinkle in a little bit there. So,
What are you, Excalibur over there? You got to give the people what they want.
Yeah. You learn from the best, still. So,
Excalibur's the best.
He's one of them.
Who's next? Be careful now.
Probably got Alex Riley from WWE. Maybe chuck in a little bit. Oh, who else did we have in the past there? Who's done a couple of small stints? I'm not sure. I've got to think now.
I'm sorry I even brought that up. Can we just get straight to the match now for everyone's viewing pleasure and mine and yours? Well, especially mine.
Well, before we do that, guys, we want to give a shout out to not one, but two great wrestling podcasts. Check these guys out.
What's up, everybody? I am the hardest part of the ring, the host of the Apron Bump podcast. And I know what you're thinking. Ugh, another wrestling podcast. How many times can I listen to fans beat up on WWE and AEW? Tell me who needs a push, who doesn't need a push, who brings Vince's coffee these days? Enough! I'm just as sick of it as you are, and that's why I created the Apron Bump. The Apron Bump is about the journey. It's about nostalgia. It's about discovering new forms of wrestling to really tickle your pickle as a wrestling fan. It's about making wrestling fun again. The podcast brings you reviews of wrestling events all over the world, tying together over 6 different promotions spanning 4 different decades. And everything is chronologically in a timeline to really allow myself and all you listeners to live through these eras while having a good time doing it. Whether it's WWF, WWE, WCW, ECW. We even cover the golden eras of Ring of Honor, Progress, TNA, and more promotions in the future as well. New episodes every Wednesday, or as some may say, Bump Day, Go to apronbump.com or go to your favorite podcast platform or YouTube and subscribe today for the most diverse, fan-friendly wrestling podcast in the world. I'm Hard.
What's up, everybody? I am the patron saint of podcasting, the Warden Matt Ritter, the host of the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub. Yes, you heard that right. And I'm here to tell you about the number one wrestling podcast on Pornhub, the Smackin' Raw podcast. Me and my co-host, Vince Delgado, and Miss Katie Kinsey-Bebe of the She Leads Showcase do a weekly recap where we cover Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, and Rampage. We are on Pornhub, YouTube, and every audio platform you could think of, and we are spitting what we don't like and swallowing what we do every week. We've also got guests from some of your favorite podcasts, so if you want to have fun, take your pants off, put in your headphones, pull up to your favorite listening or viewing device, relax and just have a good time, catch up on the week in wrestling in our own unique way, come check us out. You guys can find me at Matt Ritter, that is at MattRidder, on Twitter only. There you will get Linktree/SmackinRaw. That'll get you all of the audio platforms as well as Pornhub. You guys can also check out Linktree/CreationWorld, and that will get you the YouTube, the merchandise, and the Pornhub, as well as other great podcasts from Creation World, which is the banner under which the SmackinRaw podcast exists. If you want to get everything in one shot, go to creationworld.com. There you'll find Super Flash Hero of Tomorrow if you're a fan of DC CW superhero stuff, if you want to check out the Smackin' Raw podcast, if you want to check out our other show, Return to Wrestling, where me and my co-host Travis go back in time and he forces me to sit down and watch old WCW Nitros and pay-per-views, and I have to suffer through Hulk Hogan repeatedly. If that sounds like something that you think is fun, come check that out as well. We also have a YouTube-only show hosted by Vince called Spitter Swallow that you can find on our YouTube. We've got so much content for you. Dungeons After Dark as well. That episode 2 is coming. It is our most viewed episode on Pornhub. So if any of this sounds appealing to you, I can't wait to have you guys come follow us, listen to us, and interact with all of you. Like I said, take your pants off, pull up, get comfortable, and let's have a good time.
All right, guys, we are back, and it's time for you guys to hit play. So you can either jump on Daily Motion, the WWE Network on Peacock. If you're in Australia, you can check out Binge. Go to the, I think it's Collections, WrestleMania, all the way down to 1996. I'm going to give the honest Alan. Could you give us our countdown?
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready to press play with us in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You can hear those bagpipes in the background there.
That'd be Roddy Piper, I tell you there, fella.
That's blaring in my ear, that, yep. No JR, eh?
It was Gold Dust versus the Rowdy one. Roddy Piper.
Was that the back lot brawl?
It just went through the arena.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, this voice. Who's that voice that we can hear during this little...
Is that Michael Cole?
It is Michael Cole.
Oh.
The voice of the WWE.
Well, it was funny because since we actually were talking about doing this show, I've been actually watching quite a bit of 96 over the last few weeks. And I watched heel Grumpy JR when he returned. Remember that back in September, October. And he brought back Razor. And the funny thing, when he was on commentary on that Raw, it was Kevin Kelly. And I'm like, I have no memory of Kevin Kelly doing commentary in 96. I thought he was more of a late 97, definitely 98, 99 heat. But I'm like, what, Kevin Kelly was there a full year earlier than what I actually thought? Yeah. Which was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, at this time is the early days of Michael Cole, Kevin Kelly, those people who were coming up. Oh, okay.
Well, you're almost with... there's your favorite fellow there.
Yeah, I tell you. Two people, okay. Jose Lothario to train you, or Stu Hart? Mm-hmm. Who are you picking?
Well, I know with Stu, he's going to hurt me. I can just tell that's going to not be good. I'll probably go Jose because I like some of his aerial stuff, and I think he'll be nice and calm with me. He wouldn't hurt me. He would want to help me, where Stu would just, do you feel that? Do you feel that? Just keep popping the joints and everything. So,
Sal Bandini, want to wrestle? Look at this baby face here.
Something funny. Just before I came in here, my hair was exactly like Sean earlier. I had the fringe sitting down the front. My wife goes, please tie it up properly. And I'm like, I will do that. I just wanted to be Sean. It's WrestleMania season. And I walked away with my chaps on. And she just went, just looked away. So
I'm not going to lie. Bret Hart looks like a badass here.
Yeah. Well, I remember you actually had a figurine of Bret Hart from WCW with the glasses on. Like, the actual toy had the glasses actually on the figurine, those circular glasses, yeah.
Yep. We got Fink. We got Gorilla Monsoon. The President. The El Presidente.
They should do a Dark Side of the Ring of him. Like, just tell some history of his character. Like, not bad things, but good things. Like, I'd love to hear more about his career as well.
Yeah. And the referee?
Yes,
Iron
it's,
Man
match.
Let's
it's,
go.
It's talking to my sleeve, and I don't know which is the right pinfall, El Hebner. And I got your T-shirt for you at the back.
I'm going to fall over. Occasionally, I might fall over the rest of the... because I'm not paying attention.
Oh, look at that.
That's Shawn Michaels.
Look at him. He nearly tripped over.
He's a sexy boy. Jose Lethierio. Jose Lethierio.
See, I would say I was going to say nothing says like grandfather with a tucked in shirt with the high jeans.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to at least another maybe 40 years. I'll be doing the same.
Oh, that's fun. You see, that makes you think that's what they should have done. Night one of this mania, Jose and Sean against Stu and Brett.
Holy shit.
Imagine that, man.
I pay for it.
Yeah.
This is badass. Sexy.
Look at this, man. He's right at the rooftop, man. There's Sting waving right to him. What's up, man? Yeah.
He's up there. Nice. At this time, there was no Crow Sting yet. We had the Surface Sting. Look at this dude.
Yeah, it was still like another, 6 months, I think, till Sting did it. There's that camera shot.
There's our iconic, all this shot here that we're seeing in front of us, if you're watching it with the guys of Shawn Michaels going down the, what would you call this thing? This is a...
Well, it's almost like not a flying fox, but he's kind of like an abseil. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I got confused here. Do you think he was meant to ride to the ring?
Well, I remember seeing the documentary about this certain part here, and Vince McMahon had to do this first. He wanted to prove that it was incredibly safe. So he actually did the same thing. He landed in the crowd. But it wasn't, he was in the actual
In the empty sitting area. Yeah.
The sitting area for everyone else.
Because I noticed when Sean comes down on the angle, he kind of comes in and then it like rolled back. And I'm like, I wonder if he was meant to fully come into the ringside area, then take it all off as he gets there. Because it seems like they kind of knew he was going to land where he was. They all rushed to him, helped him get it off. But I always thought, I wonder if it was meant to be an in-the-ring landing. Or was it meant to be land in the crowd? So
that's one way to get a baby face over, is by just chucking him into the crowd. And everyone would have loved that. You know, you're sitting in the crowd and you're watching this dude abseil down above you.
Yeah.
Big fireworks, you know.
So I seemed to have sparked your interest when I said night one's main event could have been the father and son of Brett and Stu takes on Jose and Sean.
I would have paid good money for that. I would have loved to have seen that. You know, would it be like some type of crazy stipulation? You know, the following night these two would challenge for each other for the WWF title, and in a blood rules match or some bloodline rules or a heart dungeon match or
So that way they get the whole Hart family comes out and everything like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've got to get the Harts to come down. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
And he's actually going to be here next week in Australia, guys. We've actually got Bret Hart presents the Australian Stampede. It's with the Oceania Championship Wrestling, the OCW, which is a very big promotion we have down here in Australia. We're actually doing a convention, number one, Bret Hart show, and also Mickey James is hosting an all-women's pay-per-view as well down here. Yep. So I think it's actually next Friday. So it's a week after where we are now. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday over in Ballarat, over there in the Western District side. So, yeah.
Ballarat. Haven't been up in Ballarat in a very long time, and last time I was up there, I loved it. It was great. It's a very quiet place.
I saw they announced that Eric Bischoff will be the guest general manager for the show as well.
He and Conrad are going to be doing a show together as well.
Oh, yeah, nice. One day.
Yeah,
I know it was quite pricey for tickets and stuff like that. Yeah,
I'm quite happy just chilling back at home, and here we go. He's a big man, Gorilla. He's the big dude.
Well, you look at him when he used to wrestle. He was even like two times bigger than that. He was like just all mass, all chest, big hairy back like George the Animal Steel, just a big brooding dude.
Oh. This is for the championship.
See, it did, when I think about it today, and maybe this is just the old school in me, like, that sentence just sounds so important. Like, the World Wrestling Federation Championship. But when we say, like, the Universal Championship, it doesn't feel the same. Like, those four letters, the World Wrestling Federation Championship, is our childhood. How many times we saw that said? Like, you know, my favorite time in wrestling is 01. But when we started watching in, like, 98, that's what it was called then. It wasn't called the WWF title. It was mainly called the World Wrestling Federation Championship. But today, I just think it's like, oh, the Universal belt. I'm like, no, that's not the belt. It's the WWE Championship. Like, get rid of that Universal word. And I have seen on Raw recently, they have been doing that. Like, sometimes the announcers don't say Universal. Sometimes they drop even the word Undisputed, and they're saying WWE Championship. So could this be a tease of the belt going back to its old school name?
Things might be changing. Things,
yeah,
just might be. Don't get our high hopes up, but things might be changing soon. Next time we in front of you on our screens and or in your ears, things might be changing.
Yeah,
we'll have to wait and see.
Maybe AEW will get 1 million views, I hope, because they didn't get it this week. Even with Edge's passionate promo, they still didn't get the, they didn't crack the 800,000. So, yeah.
I watched that, man. I watched that. I would like to talk to you about that. Again, guys, we're going to be also doing commentary for this match, but we'll also be talking about what's going on in the world of wrestling. That's cool.
Yeah. I still love the Owen Hart one.
But he also, when he comes over.
Yeah.
Love it. He took the hat off, threw it at the brother, and said, "He's getting the glasses, not you." I love that scene. That's very, very funny. But yeah, going back to Mr. Copeland, it felt very forced. I felt like Mr. Khan, Tony, went to him and said, we're not going very well in the ring and in the ratings. Can you do something for me, Adam? That's my Tony Khan voice from now on. Every time we talk about Mr. Khan, can you help me, please? What do you think? Do you think it felt forced, or do you think Adam's just
firstly, passionate? He's actually never had any, there's been no proof that he does anything to do with the cocaine that you keep signaling there. And wrestling community, I've seen no proof of it. So it's just, he's just an excited fella that loves his product.
What are you talking about, cocaine? I'm not talking about cocaine. I have a sniff. I can't help that.
Yeah. So, sorry, guys. I thought he was, okay.
He's a fucking snowblower.
No, I think it was, people, I don't know. I'm very much on the fence with stuff like that. I will always support that company because I watched it from the first Dynamite. I don't think I've ever missed one. You know, and then Collision, wow. Rampage, wow. It's just like, you know, the Clash of the Titles and stuff like that. I love all that. Battle of the Belts. I love all that stuff. And I'll always support the company, same way I supported WCW. But I think the tit for tat, I don't think it's needed all the time. I actually felt pumped up after Edge's promo too. I went and mowed the lawn. I went and did the dishes. I'm like, you know, thank you, Edge. You know, you motivated me. And I wrote him a DM on Instagram, Twitter, and all the stuff, everything, and said, thank you, Adam. So, yeah.
Did you really?
No. If I did, I wouldn't tell you. So.
No, you wouldn't, because you know exactly what I would have done. I would have screenshotted it and then gone, look at this absolute ass kiss, ass wipe. And that would be your name.
You'd be on Twitter going, look at this, guys. Oh, Tom forgot I know all the login details. Look at all this shit that he's been posting.
Bloody disgusting.
Hi, Edge / Adam, you motivated me to mow the lawn. Here is a picture. You motivated me to do the dishes. Here's an empty sink.
Just
selfie like that, putting it away.
Just shirtless you with the with the mower, and then you with the with an actual clean plate.
Like, babe, come just on, take a photo. Take a photo.
I'm glad you went with your kids. I would have, you know, my immediate thing is you get your missus to do it, and I think your wife would do it.
Nah,
she's like, get away.
Oh man, yeah. But now, look, you know, all the best. I just know that they are lacking in their viewership. I have seen that it is a steady decline that's occurring on certain shows. Yeah. So,
what's the certain shows they're getting? Is it the other one, is it like their SmackDown and their Heat equivalent, would you say?
It's more, no, because they have Collision. Collision just doesn't really work on the day that it's a Saturday night. And I don't think people are at home watching wrestling on a Saturday night. People are usually out and about, going on dates, going here and there. I don't think people are watching it as much. And I think Collision was meant to be Punk show. And now that Punk's fully gone, it's like it's lost that marquee. Like, he was the marquee guy. You tuned into Collision to see what's going to happen with Punk. And now that he's not there, it's like, oh, okay. And Collision was meant to be almost like Raw and SmackDowns. So you only see this person on this, and now there's a merger. It's people are crossing over. And it's like, no, it doesn't feel special. Keep it separate so it feels like its own thing. Stop mixing people around because it's just not working. So, yeah.
This is wrestling right here. Love this shit.
It's a great clinic. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah.
Makes me smile. They're looking at the WrestleMania 12 logo in the ring, and it might be this Sunday we'll have the Prime logo in the middle of this one.
Maybe. I like it. I'm for it. A product placement right there. Logan knows how to... Good God, that was horrible when he did that. It was fantastic for what happened to KSI.
It couldn't just be like every time Logan wrestles, just have it. I don't think every match needs to have it, though.
Yeah, no. But I don't think that's going to happen. But God damn, it'd be funny as hell.
Well, they announced, favorite Prime, what is it? Yeah, you go.
Favorite Prime flavor that you on the rig have.
Probably blue raspberry. I had a can about an hour ago. It's actually in over there. It's the blue energy can, not the hydration.
Oh, so you don't have that stuff. You have the cans, don't you? Like the energized ones, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're actually quite expensive. The cans are quite expensive. Oh. If you go to a 7-Eleven, they're like $7. But I went to an IGA today, guys, which is like a discount grocer, and they were $2.50 a can.
See, that's what I do. All the brands. I get
it. Yeah.
The only time if I do have a Prime, it is after I've been to the gym or if I'm at the gym. And I, it's the only time I have them. And I always get them cheap too.
Well, they saw they announced today or yesterday that C4 Energy is the official energy drink sponsor to WWE now as well.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I've never had a C4. I know we have them here, but they're like $8 a can at like Coles or Woolies. And I'm like, I just want to get a $2.50 guava. I'm not going to get a $9 C4. So,
You can get the powders, like you can get it with G Fuel or... or those other supplements you can get as well too. Rogue Energy.
Promotional code 2702.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, they're very much, you can get that type of style at the shops.
What's the card now? What other matches happened on this show? We got that there in front of you?
Yeah, just about. Sorry, I'm looking at Prime. I'm looking at, what do I need to do for my stocks? Do I need to get more Prime? Here we go.
Because I know that I'm going to guess, looking at this, because of how long this match went for, I'm going to say there was, probably 5 to 6 matches because of the Iron Man?
The Huxers and the Nacho Man. We're having a bit of shots here about... Billionaire Ted at this time.
King's more saying that you wouldn't expect those guys to do any of this stuff. Like, they couldn't go 1 hour and do this.
Well, that match was actually on the card. They were just referring here.
Mm.
Because the first match of the night that wasn't featured on the pay-per-view were the Body Donners with Sonne.
Ah, yeah.
Defeated the Godwins.
Mm.
Defeated the Godwins for the tag, for the vacant WWF tag team titles. And then match number two that wasn't televised, it was the Huckster versus the Nacho Man and Billion Dollar Ted as a special guest referee.
Good Lord.
Love it. And then the first match of the night was a six-man tag match of Yokozuna, Bret Hart, and Vader with Jim Cornette.
Oh, and shit. They defeated, that's power there. Jesus.
Defeated Armman Johnson.
Oh. Yeah.
Jake the Snake Roberts and Yokozuna with Mr. Fuji.
That's a bit of a mixed match team.
And the stipulation was, had Yokozuna's team won, he would receive 5 minutes in the ring with Jim Cornette.
Oh, that's right, because he turned on him. Yeah, I remember that.
He did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
And then match number four was Roddy Piper defeated Goldust with Marlena in the Hollywood Backyard Brawl, which went throughout the entirety of the show.
Wasn't there a kiss as well in that match?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin with Ted DiBiase defeated Savio Vega by technical knockout.
I have no memory of that one. Wow. Okay.
It's a great match. It's a 10-minute match, and it's very hard hitting. This is
so that was the ringmaster. Was that ringmaster?
No, no. He's known as Stone Cold Steve Austin here.
Okay. Yeah okay. He would have been Steve Austin because he didn't get Stone Cold until King of the Ring. Yeah.
And then the Ultimate. Oh, yeah. This match goes for a minute 39. The Ultimate Warrior defeated Hunter Hearst Helmsley with Sable. So, yeah, that's the one when he hits him with the pedigree and he stood back up.
Yeah.
Picked him up over his head, fell on him.
Next I don't match think that even I don't think that even lasted long, like him even being there. I think it was like within 6 months, I think he was released. I remember he was on the poster of King of the Ring 96. But within the next few months, he was released again and then eventually went to WCW as Warrior with Hogan. So,
yes. The Undertaker with Paul Bearer defeated Diesel.
Oh, that was a great matchup. I remember that now. Yeah, the two big... That's like a dream matchup. Because I remember, wasn't it like Rage in the Cage or something in your house where he come out of the ground and pulled Diesel underneath the cage when it was Bret Hart versus Diesel in the old blue steel cage. Yeah, I remember now.
Yep.
Yeah, nice. He tombstone Diesel, I think, in that one as well, which is crazy.
Yes. Yeah. So, 8 matches, including this one.
So, 8 matches plus a 1-hour Ironman. That's crazy. So, you're telling me, so I'm looking at my time clock. So, I'm 1:47. They did 7 matches in under 2 hours. That's crazy. Well,
yeah, basically, yeah, because the two unfeatured matches of the Body Donners and the Godwins, again, I think they put this on, this is back in VHS times, and this match is not on here, I believe. But the Huckster and Nacho Man wasn't featured on here either.
So just for the fans in attendance, yeah. Oh, cool.
Yes. Shawn Michaels.
Well, another thing while you're on the computer there, what number Iron Man match do you think this was? Because I'm got it in front of me, and I had a look earlier, and I think I was guessing it was like the fourth one, because a lot of Iron Man matches that they did actually weren't televised. They actually were just like house show matches.
Okay.
Do you want to know what they were? And I'll tell you some.
Sure.
Yeah. So, here we go. The very first one actually wasn't a singles match. It was actually a tag team match.
Okay.
So it says here, on August 4, 1989, in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, the Rockers, Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty, defeated the Fabulous Rougeaus from 3-2.
Ooh, the Rougeaus, yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Then 2 days later, they did the same match again. The Rockers beat them again. And then they did it again 4 years later. Here we go. WWF live event from January 9th, 1993 for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Bret Hart defeats Ric Flair.
Fuck.
Yeah, 1 hour.
Yeah, because Flair back in the day with he and Steamboat or he and Sting or would do those 60-minute classics in the ring and then Double Juice and then it would end in a draw.
Yeah. So that was actually a live event. So that wasn't even televised. So I wonder if there's a way we could one day find that one and do that.
Yeah, we're doing that. We have to travel back in time. You're going to take one of those DeLoreans back in those times. You know, you either can stop history by, you know, finding Hitler and then killing him, or you go back to, what was it, 1989 and watch The Hitman and Ric Flair. I know what I'm choosing. Oh.
Match number 4, brother versus brother. Bret Hart defends the World Wrestling Federation Championship against Owen Hart, defeating him 3-2 in July 1994 at a live event.
Yeah. Oh, what a clothesline.
Do you reckon you and I could go an hour in a wrestling match?
I think I could now. If you're talking to me about 6 months... Yeah, are you talking to me about 6 months ago? No. again, I've changed my life around quite a bit lately. I'm walking every day. I'm gymming it every day. Watch out for Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, shit. Was that Tony Chimmel then?
Tony Chimmel.
So you got, what, Fink on the announcing and like Chimmel on the ring bell, do you?
And I would imagine right now, Fink is going, "Take that, you bitch!" Like real full.
Lucky, I wasn't sitting there.
Fuck you!
Well, you're my apprentice, so you have to take the shot for me because you're going to be the future me. So you're going to take the shit to earn up to this spot. So,
do you see the Howard Stern fan in the back with the glasses and the beard from ECW?
Was it? Is that the Mick Foley fella?
Howard Stern fan, yeah, that's what his little title was given to him, yeah.
Or Mick Foley guy. People just call him Mick Foley guy.
Yeah, but that was not his right name. Poor Mr. Chimmel got a super kick in their face.
He's out, man. Look at that.
Yeah.
Vince is like, we need to move him.
Can someone please move him now?
Oh, my God.
What a maneuver. Yeah, so
what are you saying? You've been gymming, have you?
I gym every day. I walk every day. Mm. I'm watching what I eat. I am dropped the fatty foods. I have one day where I treat myself to a meal, and that was tonight. Actually had bread, and I haven't had bread in about 2 weeks.
Jesus.
I'm on supplement shakes for my lunch breaks.
Mm.
So, and I'm trying to get more upper body strength up here in my arms, lose more of the belly. If I am going to drink, I am not drinking, I'll drink a non-alcoholic beer. And if I do have a drink, it'll probably be something like an Iron Claw or something. Iron Claw. Claws drink. That's really, that's what I'll have. But yeah, your boy, I mean, we could do 60 minutes. Give me 30 minutes. I'll probably be all right.
What's and brought this on?
A couple of months ago, I had a bit of an incident when I was out walking with some of my clients and a work colleague. And we did an extremely very big walk. And I got to the top of the hill where we walked. Mind you, this day, that morning, I had nothing for breakfast except a small coffee. I had nothing. And I got to the top of the hill. Everything went blurry. Bang, I fell like a ton of shit.
Oh, wow.
Knocked myself out. Had scar, I had like rocks embedded into me, all my chest, my face, neck. The work colleague I was working with instantly freaked out and thought, oh shit, he's dead. I'm going to have to explain to his partner, explain to his son. He won't be coming home tonight. All I did was I passed out and went to sleep because I was so withdrawn with everything. So I woke up and I've got like these little rocks like embedded all around my body. But the two people I was working with that day, they helped me up and they got me out of there. And I it was very bad. So I continued to sort of, after that, think more about my life. And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm close to 40. Probably next time we will talk to you guys. And hear, and you hear our voices in your ears or you're watching us, I will be 40. I am going to turn 40 in less than a month. And I really need, I have changed up things a lot. It's just being safe in my body. And I feel good. I'm feeling strong. And I just try to get
That's good, bro. I didn't even know this even happened. It's the first time I'm hearing about it. That's crazy. But the fact that you've come out of it, you've had a sense of, well, you know, I need to make a change, and I think it's good. You know, we all go through those different times where we assess different situations. I've done it with jobs. Like I had to leave a job of 8 years a few years ago, and that you have to make those choices. And, you know, whatever I can do to support you, if you want me to spot you at the gym, hover over you, dry your back, you know, with the sweat, all that type of stuff, send me a text, WhatsApp call, whatever time you go, I'll just stand there on the side. It'll work out. Like, whatever you need from me, just let me know. So
when I go to the gym, that's me time.
Oh, okay.
My headphones are in and I'm for a full hour, don't talk to me. I'm sorry, that sounds extremely rude.
Well, if you're using Bud headphones, I could wear the left ear, you wear the right, and then we can listen to the broadcast while we're doing the workout, or I'm helping you in the workout. So,
I'm not going to lie, I actually did listen to the recent episode at the gym the other week.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you for your download.
I'm downloading my own show. What does it say about me? You know, I'm using my cheddar cheese to download this show. So.
No, that's crazy, bro, but no, good work. Keep going at it. It's good.
I'll be keeping at it. I haven't really jumped on the scales or even sort of checked my body, PHP and all that jazz with what's going on with my body. I'm just doing it purely just to know that he tapped out. Match over.
No, he was reaching for the rope.
Tapped out.
Earl quickly looked away like that, so he didn't see it.
I didn't see what you said.
Oh, shit.
And even though he could be watching us right now, go, but you're drinking Monster. Yeah, but I'm on the, let that focus. I hate this camera so much, but it's non-sugar, it's sugar-free.
They just launched that, too. Zero sugar. Yeah, recently.
Yeah, don't worry. I jumped on that bad wagon very quickly. My fridge is quite chockers with that stuff. We are 37 minutes into this match. A lot of rest holds, a lot of wrist locks, a lot of head locks, a lot of arm locks, a lot of arm bars.
Oh, Jesus.
A vicious elbow. Another one.
So this is where you really start to get that sense of heel now, I would say, too.
Oh, any means necessary with Brett. I love those forearm shots.
Yeah.
What are we going to say?
One thing I will say that I was just going to say, like, one of the things about even with the weight loss stuff, I say to this to people I've worked with too, is that you don't even need to look at the number. Like, if you feel it and can see it, don't look at the number, because people always think the number first. Oh, I've only dropped one, or I've only dropped 1.5. If you can feel it and you can see it in yourself, don't worry about that number. Because, you know, even when you gain muscle, you're going to go up on the scale because you're turning fat into muscle, and that's going to make you bigger. So exactly. It's like, oh shit, I've gone up in weight. Well, yeah, you've up because you've upped your protein. You're probably taking supplements too. There's also the water when you're drinking. What time do you weigh yourself, night or day, and things like that. So all those things take into account. Sometimes don't even worry about it.
Yeah, basically. Fantastic.
I thought he was going for a tombstone then.
Same here. I thought that would have been freaking sweet.
Well, I'll finish this list really quickly. So it looks like that Brett and Owen actually had a combination of 4 Ironman matches as brothers.
That's cool.
94, 94, 94, and 94. So that's a total of 4 hours, 8 minutes, and 23 seconds they fought for the WWE Championship.
Well, again, it just shows that, you know, brothers in wrestling do very much think alike. Like, you, I think we've even talked about on previous shows, you've spoken about the Lucha Bros, Penta and Rey Fénix. They have had matches together just for the sake of having a match.
And they're wrestling next year, I believe, or this year, I think, for one of the big Mexican promotions in the main event.
See? Right there. They're in itself. It just screams that, you know, brothers are very, when it comes to wrestling, they think alike.
Well, here's a guess for you now. How many Ironman matches do you think there have been in WWE? So I think this one here was number 7, I think. What number do you think they're up to? I'll just give you a clue. The last one happened on NXT UK on August 5, 2021. It was AJ Kidd defeats Jordan Devlin. But what number? Between 0 and 30.
About 21.
Close, 24 Ironman matches.
Cool.
And that's not all of them being an hour, because there has been a change where there's been a lot of 30-minute ones. What, the Bar takes on the Hardys? That was a classic. That was a 30-minute Ironman. What, Seth versus Dolph Ziggler? Remember that one for the IC title, where the fans were counting down every time it went 10, 9, 8, 7 on every minute? And then they turned it off, turned it back on. But that was a classic. Yeah, that was a IC title main event on pay-per-view. So.
Yes, it was, yeah.
I was going to say, that's when you had your boy, Dirty Dolph Ziggler, there helping Drew McIntyre helping Dolph Ziggler at that time.
Yes, yes. I hate Drew. I hate him so much, but I love what he does.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit, but my God, he's the reasoning why I like to tweet him every now and again. And oh my God.
Yep.
By any means necessary. Stomp on the motherfucker's forehead.
And it's a great match because it's like there's no blood, there's no blading. It's just a classic. Like, we're 26 minutes, 27 minutes deep. There's been multiple pinfall attempts, still no win yet. So to think, too, like, out of all the matches that happened in the past, previously that I listed there, they would have already been through at least the first 4 falls by now. Because most of them seem to have ended in like a 3-2 with Brett winning, where this isn't even anything yet. We're still, 33 minutes to go. And just made me think, we've actually covered another Ironman before. Do you remember what it was?
Did we do the Rock and Triple H?
No, that's the one I would love to do. That's one of my favorite matches. The one that we did was Brock Lesnar, Kurt Angle on SmackDown.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, but that wasn't like a clear hour. It was like commercials as well. So it was like you would lose 4 to 5 minutes multiple times across the show. Good Lord.
That was middle rope.
Did you see that today at Bloodsport, that person do that counter to that move?
No, I haven't had a chance of seeing any of that yet, but I will.
Yeah. A guy got put in a guillotine choke, and he wiggled his head through the rope and then yanked his challenger's head up into the rope. And the whiplash is just devastating. Like, necks aren't meant to bend that way. They're not meant to go back. They're meant to come forward. So
that shit's real, isn't it? That's like for real, for real. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Bloodsport, it's like hybrid. It's like Pancrase. It's like it's shoot, okay. But it's scripted, but it's like shoot style, Pancrase style.
Gotcha. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I don't know if you saw on the right hand side of the high cam too, the parachute couple are there as well. The gentleman in the
what?
They are wearing the bright pink, and oh, wow. The woman wearing the bright fluoro. Because again, this time here just screams the 90s. Some of the hairstyles, the mustaches, the women's hair, all the perms that people have at this time.
Which camera shot are they in?
They're right there. If you look down where Sean is.
Oh, yeah.
There,
Oh, yeah. Right they're near Jose on the side there.
Just behind. Yeah. Jose is just next to them.
That spot, remember that spot there when he did that with Hogan? When he overshot the kick in the stomach and just overshot it, and then sprung himself up onto the top row.
You can only find that on YouTube. You will not find that on the network or Peacock anywhere.
The censored version, yeah.
They cut out so much of that match.
Yeah.
Again, I don't see really... That's a great... I don't... Just goes up to Lothario, slaps him in the face.
You see that, bitch?
Yeah, just calls him a bitch in Espanol.
Oh, shit.
You el bitch, you el bicho, eh?
Move Earl.
I love this. Is he going to do the...
Shit.
What's the name? Did he take the ref out?
So he bulldogged him and kneed him in the back of the head. Earl, here we go. Exactly at the 30-minute mark.
Get the fuck up. Yep. Oh, man, why did I get in the way? I'm so clumsy. These boys are down there too.
Oh, those ropes are not... they do look a little bit loose tonight, don't they?
They're very, very loose.
Look at them swinging there, again, that blue one down the bottom.
Again, if you've got people like Vader and Yoko performing, and The Undertaker and Big Daddy Cool Diesel and the Godwins, you know, performing, and this is the last match of the night. Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Oh, right in the center. Spiked him.
I love that King said, oh, this is a great move. I like this move. It's like, Jerry, this is your finisher.
This is all post King and Bret Hart, hey, because they were like 94, I think, feuding, maybe even 95, I think, when Ozzie Gankum came in. So,
yes, going to the top rope again, no man's land.
Is Earl back up already? What the? He didn't sell that.
Yeah,
well.
He didn't sell it very long. Oh,
one thing I noticed too with this match is that you'll notice too, like the sound of the ring is really loud. Like you can really pick up on like there's a mic under that center. It really makes it that hollowness that it really sounds hard as. I noticed it in this match particular when Michaels is doing like arm drags, he'll stomp on the mat. You get that really loud echo that runs through. I'm like, you don't get that a lot in some wrestling companies. So. He's talking to him there.
That Hula Karana he just did before was very cool. Oh,
I'm just thinking of that matchup with Vader versus Yoko. That would have been crazy. Like just the size of those dudes, just running at each other, big meat, just boom hitting into each other.
Big meat.
What?
I want that for... Can something be done? Oh. Can our boy Bronson Reed get a break and actually have a meat match at Mania? Yeah. Can we have Meat-a-Mania? I mean, Big E talked about it.
Oh, look at that. Coast right to coast in front of Freddie. And Freddie Blassie's there too, I think.
Yes, right in front of Brett's kids as well too.
Stands up, Brett. Sean flips him off.
Yeah.
Takes the glasses from the kid, breaks them. I'm the good guy, aren't
Puts
I?
On, breaks it.
Oh, shit. Oh, funny. But that's funny that we're still like at least 18 months away from DX coming. Like DX yes. wasn't until September of 97. So we're still like 18 months from Sean doing the first Suck It and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. The attitude is just, it's here, but it's just in its infancy. It's so ready to grow and it would become.
Yeah. The new generation's kind of coming to an end.
Yes. Yep. Hogan's gone. Savage is gone. Piper would be gone soon. Another one. Oh, rolls him over.
Gunner.
Even to that, the slapping of Earl Hebner onto the mat, you can hear the boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, it's like it's really loud tonight on this one.
Oh, look at this. Who's stronger? Who's stronger?
That test of strength. Look at that.
Next time when I see you, I want to do this with you.
I've seen you in what, how many hours till I see you? I'll probably see you in about 10 hours. So, oh, before we do the cake, everyone, Alan, come over here. We just want to show you something. I get really hurt. You're right, Tom?
Stu Hart's also in the.
Shit, look at that.
Yeah, I've snapped his arms. Sorry, everyone. All right, everyone, have a good night.
That perfect plex.
Perfect plex? No.
Yeah. Could you give us about 30 seconds of Spanish Manowar, please?
We just showed that he is not the perfect one like the Mr. Perfect. Right here now, we slow the match down. Sleeper hold. Shawn Michaels cutting off the air to Bret Hart's brain using the sleeper hold. Off into the turnbuckle. Oh, he goes back to it. Go to sleep, Brett. Yes, yes. When my child, when he not sleep, I do this to him and he go to sleep.
Still,
one of my favorite TikToks I've ever seen of Ken Shamrock doing that with his grandchildren.
Yeah,
I love it. I know we've spoken about it, but it's still one of my favorite where he goes, oh, Ken, can you put the grandkids down? No problem. And he goes up to his youngest one and gets him in the sleep and he goes, no. He goes, well, you said put him to sleep. Fucking love it.
Very nice.
And there is, I need it in my collection. I need to get the Bret Hart, it is Bret Hart pink style, but it says Ken. And it's the Barbie style. And it's...
Oh, my God.
I need that in my life. I'm looking for it. And if I am going to get it, I will wear it on the show all the time.
Where would you get it funny. From?
It's online. Because I remember... I think Mick Foley put it up on his Instagram one time of someone wearing it. I think it was just a shirt that he saw. Far out, cameraman down. Oh my god!
Send it to me, and I'll try and look because it's your birthday in a couple of weeks, so maybe.
I'll have a look, see if I can. Yep.
I was thinking too, like of other Iron Man matches, even outside WWE. Did you watch AEW's one they did last year? I think it was.
Of who, sorry?
MJF and Daniel Bryan.
In a...
Iron Man.
Oh, did they? Yeah. No, I didn't know they did that, no.
As much as you don't like the company, I will ask, if you do have time, check it out because it's a fantastic matchup, though. Like, there's lots of falls. It's not one fall to a finish. There's lots of falls, but it was a great matchup. MJF is world champion against Daniel Bryan. It was awesome. Or Bryan Danielson.
Bryan Danielson, yep. Mm, okay.
Really good. Revolution last year, last March. Jesus, into the pole. Oh, okay. Is that, I thought that was going to say, is that Stu Hart? I thought he jumped the guardrail and it's Jose. I'm like, did Stu Hart jump the guardrail and try and give commentary to Brett? Or
grab him by the face and twist it. Oh, dick. Grab his dick and twist it.
I could just see Jose, you know, squaring up to and Stu Hart getting down to one knee in a wrestling pose. Like, here we go. They're going to fight. And let them loose. And off they go in the center of the ring there, crowd chanting.
Come on, you son of a bitch. I will take you on right now. God damn it. I mean, what's the camera guy? Oh, shit.
He just missed him, too.
Yeah. And there's a Hugo. Let's see the cheeks. Headbutts him in the back.
It'd be worse if they showed Tony Chimmel still lying there. Like, the stretcher still hasn't come down for him yet. Oh, he gets back up. Gone. What happened?
Oh, he's long gone. He's out of here.
I still love his dumb axe handle, those big elbow drop he used to do on a downed opponent. Oh, look at that. Love it. Well, here's a question for you. Outside of this match, you can't say this one. What's been one of your favorite Bret Hart matches?
Well, I'm always a big fan of WrestleMania 13 when he and Stone Cold, that bloody classic submission match.
Mm.
Such a good match. The one he had with Goldberg was all right. Where he got kicked Starcade. In the head at Starcade,
was
a good match. He carried him for quite a while, but then as soon as he got the kick in the head, you're like, fuck. Which we've done that match on this very show as well too. The whole pay per view,
about 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, that's a while.
I would probably say one of my favorite Bret Hart matches. Yeah, which are you finished? What were you going to say there?
No. It's more important what you're doing. Go.
You got a pencil. Look at your hand there. A pen.
Pencil.
I can just see it flitch bang into the eye. Oh, you're right, Al.
Thank you for the broadcast.
Tom, send us home. Oh, shit. Thanks, guys. Bye. And just a fade out. And you lean back, fall over. No, I was going to say, my favorite Bret, I like Bret and Sting. They had a couple of matches in WCW. But probably one of my favorites was Chris Benoit versus Bret. It was the main event of WCW Mayhem 1999. And that was a classic. That was for the world title. And I just think it was just cool, awesome Canadian wrestlers facing off for an American world title, main event of a pay-per-view. So Benoit and Bret, but also anything Bret and Owen was cool. Like the Mania matchup where the younger brother beats him, you know, before he goes on to beat Yoko, but the younger brother beats the older brother to kick off WrestleMania. And then I would have liked to have actually seen Owen beat him for the belt. That would have been something I would have liked, is the younger brother who already owns a victory, his brother wins the world title, and you do Bret Owen for the world belt, and Bret and Owen gets it. I would have loved to have seen something like that.
My God, look at that right there. The Campbell clutch. Right in there, cinched in there, nice and good. 18 minutes left to go. He's tapping.
Yeah, what do you got there for me? What do you got there?
I sent you, I don't know if you have your phone on you.
Yep.
The shirt.
Oh, yeah, nice. Let's have a look.
He's going to get the, he's going to get up.
Oh, my God, look at that. I'm going to show it to the camera so people can see it, guys. This is the shirt that Alan's talking about. Look at that.
I need
There's even a singlet version. There's a singlet version too.
Huh. Yeah, I would get There's the singlet and wear it to the gym. I would wear that to the gym, definitely.
They've also got a hoodie and they've got a jumper version, Al. The world's most dangerous man Ken shirt. Good Lord. So what style would you want? Do you want t-shirt, hoodie, long sleeve, t-shirt. Singlet with the sleeves cut off, baseball style jersey, or just a t-shirt?
Just like this, t-shirt style.
You can get it in different colors as well, different colored shirt. Look at all your color choices that you can choose from.
Yeah, they don't have the hot pink on there, but I'm happy to go the black.
Yeah. That's not too pricey. It's only $28. Okay, I'm going to look at that after this. You might be getting a present soon.
Yay.
That's all you're getting. I'm not getting your card, though.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't care. You never get a card anyway.
No, I gave you a card last year.
Did you?
Did I? Wait, no, I don't think I, well, no, I don't think I did.
I don't think you've ever given me a card. Of all the things I remember.
Oh, shit. I send you a message on Facey, so.
That's good enough.
You don't use Facebook, but I message you.
Oh!
Oh, shit. Down. Okay, that's it. That's it. Get him. Get him, Jose. Get him. They should cut to Stu Hart laughing.
I think they are. And there's, yeah, Stu Hart, Freddie.
Just chuckling.
Freddie Blassie, Monsoon.
Oh, here we go. Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay.
Get the fuck out of the way.
I love how that couple's like, get the photo in, get the picture in.
Click, 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 click. Oh, there's
That made me laugh. That because he Vladimir got the camera so close. ECW2. Yeah. He got the camera so close to Jose. It's like that fella last week with Seth Rollins' promo, the guy in the crowd, just filming Seth like there on TikTok or something.
Oh,
what are you doing? Yeah,
he was just like, I really like. Yeah, that fella was an odd fella. He's ever going to be immortalized as the dude who was a little too close to Seth.
Well, it's not as bad as the woman that twerked in front of Shane. Remember when Shane was going through the crowd and that woman's twerking on the camera?
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah,
was cool. I was for it. I'm for it.
Look at this belly to belly. Look at this. Oh, very nice.
Do you see what those kids are doing up there?
What's that?
There's a group of kids trying to get on the hard cam and all doing that. It's really odd. It's about the...
Oh, at the top there on the right-hand side. Yeah, there they are at the top.
Look, there they are.
There. Look at them.
Singlets.
He's got a denim vest on.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think you had a denim vest at some point too.
At this time, 1996, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Used to wear had the vest, and I used to wear my Ninja Turtles black shirt. I'm going to have to go find that, some photos. Yeah. I love that turtle shirt.
Alan was a big fan of Casey Jones, guys, so he was rocking the leather jeans jacket with his Ninja Turtle shirt. What was I into? What, at 10 years old, what was I watching? Probably like Captain Planet or something like that. I don't know.
Biker Mice from Mars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're into that shit.
What was the other one? Was it, what's the Skater Shark? What was the shark one? Skater Shark or something like that? At least they have rollerblades and they were sharks.
Street Sharks.
Sharks or something. Street Sharks, that's it. Yeah, I still love that.
Yeah.
Come on, Brett, go high. Come on. This was a plancher on the top rope and then does a somersault. Shooting star press.
Get Jose to come over with him and get Stu to come over. Get Freddie to come over. Come get Brett's boys to come over and they all jump on. Come together.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Here's a question too, because you've got the new game. Are these type of arenas in there or do you have to download them? Like the old WWF arenas?
No, you have to play. You have to do the showcase mode to unlock all these arenas, and it's fun.
Have you done this match yet in the season? Is this match in it or okay?
I don't know. I think I've gone up to pretty much up to 92.
Okay. I wouldn't be surprised that they're probably
get a bit of heat here,
but they won't make you wrestle for an hour. But it'll be like get the victory against Bret Hart in the final 2 minutes or something like that. And you got to try and quickly spam it and get the win. So, yeah.
Hell, I wouldn't even mind if they made me. If I have to do a match like this, I won't mind. It'd be cool.
They might do what they did with that Daniel Bryan, John Cena storyline, where it's like, remember how they involve real cutscenes as well, where it shows like you doing the roll up, then it shows the real life match when they did it, and then back and forth again, where you have to do key spots in the match. Yeah.
That's what happens in the showcase of this.
Oh. Look at that.
Oh, what a bridge. What a bridge.
It's a great match. There you go.
The gentleman out up the front there with the WrestleMania, the black shirts, a WrestleMania 12. I actually dig on those. Those are very cool.
Did you see in the superstore the Mania shirts today, the ECW inspired ones?
Was it Wrestle Effing Mania? It had the effing in it? Yeah.
Yeah, that's Wrestle cool. Effing Mania. Yeah.
And
they had Bobby Lashley coming out. Yeah, and Lashley coming out to the old ECW ramp today. And because it's in Philly, bringing the old school audience there. Heyman going in. And they announced what Roman Reigns day. He's going to actually induct him as well.
Very cool. Very cool.
Oh, God, you heard that.
Oh, Jesus. That headbutt. Yeah. Next time I see, I'm going to do the same to you.
Why do such a thing? Why?
Just for fun.
Because I'm so jacked up now, mate. I can just fucking smash your head in.
No, just be.
Just imagine that. Imagine that you become all roided up, like little pinhead, just all jacked up upper body, just all veiny up. Hey, Tom.
What's up? What's up, little bro? What's up, little bro? You need a headbutt?
What? I'm like, what the hell? No, you've gotten taller, wider.
I don't know how I get taller. I'm stuck like this for life now. But yeah, the roids I start taking, they give me some lifts, bro.
What do you reckon, Darl? Just jacked up arm, just veined. One vein just runs from the palm all the way along. What's up,
little bro?
You put an egg there and go, I'm built differently. So, yeah.
I've seen that. Dude, there's a dude that does that. It's fucking weird. He's a big jacked up black dude. He goes, I'm built different. And you're like, it's a perfectly good egg.
You just wasted your breakfast there.
Yeah, it's a fucking waste, mate.
Oh, shit.
We are 9 minutes left in this match. Another camel clutch maneuver. Bret Hart onto Shawn Michaels.
Saw this funny stat the other day. I'm like, that makes me smile. I wonder if Alan knew this. That Billy Gunn, who's wrestling now on AEW, just turned 60, I believe. He's 1 year older now than Iron Sheik was when he won the Gimmick Battle Royal.
And how cheeky baby looked in that match.
Yeah.
And look at Mr. Gunn. What is he called? Daddy Ass now?
Yeah.
He's got nothing on cheeky baby, you know?
Mm.
Billy Gunn looks jacked.
Yeah.
You know, it just made me laugh. I'm like,
what? I'm like, I remember that. And we used to think these little bandy knees coming to the ring. I'm like, Billy Gunn's older than him and still going. And as you said, looking fantastic, looking jacked as well. So,
fucking hell, I hope I look that good when I'm 60. If I make it. I've got 20 years to look like Mr. Gunn. And I double clothesline. Yeah, just unbelievable.
Earl's getting a sweat there. The shirt's almost coming out of the jeans.
And he's pretty much the only DX member that's still active today, isn't he?
Oh, Billy Gunn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, isn't he? Yeah, Michaels no longer, Hunter no longer, Road Dogg, Sean Waltman, none. Nah, he's the only one still doing it today.
Because I don't think X-Pac's like formally retired. Like, I think Road Dogg has, but I haven't seen something where X-Pac said, I won't do anything. I don't think he's even said it, but his last match, I think, was quite a while ago when I think about it, which would have been like Lucha Underground or maybe like WXW or something like that.
Here we go.
Jesus. Oh. Look at that, man. Center of the ring.
And at this time, back in 1996, this type of maneuver was huge. It was big.
Yeah. Mm.
And then, I mean, they do it today and it's like, ooh, again, just steps over him. Here we go. It's over, Red Rover. He's still not, no.
That's the thing about Bret Hart. Like, Bret Hart, like, used to sell so well, too. Like, he would sell him doing a move and the damage it does to him. Yes. Like, it isn't like, I'm giving you a move and I'm going to keep moving. He will react to the pain that it's causing him to hurt you, which is actually really cool to see.
There we go.
Well, Lance Storm style, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Canadian Maple Leaf.
Mm. They cut to Stu Hart doing that, flipping him off. Tap out, you bitch.
Come on, you son of a bitch. Tap out, you motherfucker. You sicko.
Oh, man.
And again, this is 1996. Not one person there with a cell phone.
Yeah.
Because if you had a cell phone... There's no
flashes of lights and everything, so... Mm.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Might do that to you when I see you next as well.
What's with all this trying to hurt me stuff, mate? Just hug me and hold me. Wait.
Al, next time I see him, I'm going to do that to you. I'm going to kick you in the fucking head.
It just made me laugh because in that photo, in this shot on StreamYard, guys, I was smiling and Alan was just annoyed. If you've gone onto our YouTube page, I've actually taken our display pictures off. So our videos on YouTube are our reaction shots like this. I hope that YouTube with the algorithm makes that the picture, which is you being angry and me being happy. So.
Don't you love me, brother? No.
No, my words were, no, how about you just hug me and hold me, is what I said.
I heard what you, so. I heard exactly what you said. I'm not giving you that sternum shot. Oh.
If we're in a park tomorrow, Tom, I'm going to throw you into a tree.
Full force, right into a fucking branch.
Hi, Al. Grab my hand, pull me in. I think it's a hug. Last second, you just whiplash me. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, keep up. Come on, Sean.
Take that deep breath. We didn't.
There he is.
Oh, the cameraman.
That would have been Kevin Dunn. Kevin Dunn wouldn't have been here at this time, I think. So he buggered up that shot. Yeah,
that man, it's a good thing that man is gone.
Mm.
Here we go.
Like, seeing Sean like this exhausted makes you think of, what, 95 Rumble? You know, going all the way through, his hair was just dripping. Like, he went for like over an hour in that one. Yeah.
There's a feel in the arena there. There's a chorus of boos and there's a chorus of cheers for Sean.
Here we go. I just remember when he did this to Vader. And he just kicks Vader in the head as well. Like, what are you doing? You're meant to move. Oh, there's picture perfect.
I don't know if you saw, there's a gentleman up the top there that looks like the Crow.
Is there really?
And he's got a, yeah, and when Sean went to jump, when he did the jump at the elbow, he's just in the corner. I think he's next to his mum, but he's all white faced, long hair.
He's not clapping, he's just standing still. Oh, wow.
Gut wrench, power bomb.
Well, what the?
I want to show her Jose ass. Jose ass.
I tripped, quotations. Look at this. Get him. Ah.
Crowd's getting excited.
We've got 100 seconds on the clock.
We do. Oh, nice.
Delayed there, but.
What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Talk to each other, guys. Oh, wow.
Now, here's a question. If this was current day wrestling, what do you think that move would have been that Sean did?
I would have hit with like some type of Canadian destroyer shit or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could just, that's the camera angle that they do every time on AEW. Just, and you know what they call it? They don't call it Canadians anymore. They call it the exploder. I've heard people say, no, it's an exploding pole driver.
I fucking hate it.
It's an explosive device. It's an exploding destroyer. I'm like, give Petey his stuff. So,
yeah. Do you see the gothic guy on the top here in the corner behind Mr. Michaels? There,
it's Sting. L. Sting's here.
Yeah.
Oh, here we
Marilyn Manson style.
He literally was sitting really still too, like Brandon Lee style, just not moving. I'm here.
Yeah, it makes me think of at this time because Marilyn Manson was on the getting slowly on the scene. He was at this time.
Yeah. Well, things like Marilyn Manson, South Park, all those things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Final 10 seconds on the clock. No. Look at the crowd. But see, there's people all high-fiving, and they're all like, yes, you know, Brett's retained, the match is over, yes, and still your WWE champion.
Yeah, Howard Stern fella flipping off. Did you see him? Howard was not happy about that. Jose going for a bit of a touch on the booty onto the gorilla.
Good to see you, gorilla. Good to see you.
Mm-mm. Just looks down at him. Yeah, oh man. Look at that kid's excited.
What's he saying to him, Al?
I'll give you $100 right now if you start the match again. And then you and your brother can help you out with the shirts.
Oh shit.
I got a shirt for you. Gorilla Monsoon. Now watch Brett's face here.
Here we go.
What? What? Why?
Why? He says, why?
Bit of spittle.
I'm not doing it. Just walks away. I'm not doing it. No.
Why? But Dad, why?
That's it. Gets Stu Hart in there with Gorilla.
I would imagine. What are you doing? Why? What? No, there's got to be a pinfall. There's got to be a submission. Spits on him.
That's the Vince angle from Survivor Series. Gorilla Monsoon does a low blow, heel turn, Shawn Michaels super kick, bang, 1, 2, 3. They're in cahoots.
They're in cahoots, McMahon. They're in cahoots. Ring the bell. Here we go. Go straight to the back.
So we are at 2:38:16 on the clock, guys. I think we have 9 minutes left on this actual whole pay-per-view, but I believe this match probably has about 5. So,
yes.
No, it's been good. we've talked about it, and we can actually say we've finally done it, because it's something that we have referenced for 8 years that we will do one day, but other matches seem to have leapfrogged over it, and it just seems that the stars aligned, and yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, we did Sting and Abyss before this. We did Sting and Abyss. We did Doink and Heiderreich before this. Not one match, but two matches.
Oh, there he goes. Bang.
Everyone, watch the crowd.
So after like 63 minutes, that's the first time he landed it. So over an hour to just land the first sweet chin. Celebrate. What are you doing? There you go. So he took the move, but he's actually, like, Sean is still exhausted, though.
Yeah, but Brett is, I've got to protect my character. I've got to protect who I am. You know, it was just a mere super kick. It didn't do any damage. But again, yes, I do agree with you on that. It, sell it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Strike two. Take it home. Awesome. Fantastic. I'm giving that a clap. That's a great matchup.
The boyhood dream has come true.
Mm.
To be honest with you, I would have loved to travel back at this time and actually watch this live and not knowing how the match finished or how it would turn out, because you would get that general feeling of like, holy shit.
What's he saying to him there? I think he was saying, what do you do there?
Get him to give me the belt.
Is that what you reckon he said?
No, this is legit what happened. He says, you give him the belt, he's going to give the belt to me. All right, there was a discussion that we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Get that motherfucker to give their belt to me.
Wow, okay. Look at this guy.
Boy toy.
That made me think of that cutting to Brett's son there, made me think of that time when Pentagon lost a match and his son went like this to his opponent of his dad, like as in like cutthroat, like I'm going to come get you, and like the Mexican lore of wrestling, he will avenge his father at some point. So he left the ring.
Yeah.
Hey.
Dude, it was a Canadian flag. Okay.
You want a flag? Yeah. Just to the left.
Also, too, it was also said, get him to give me the belt and tell him to get the fuck out of the ring.
Wow. Well, I noticed at the start of the match when he first came in with the pyro, he signaled to the camera. He did seven. He did that, which was saying, this is my seventh opportunity. Like, this is my lucky seven. This is seven times I've come after it. We actually had covered these guys before, which was Survivor Series 92, when it was IC champion against world champ, and Bret Hart, you know, took the win in that one. So, yeah.
Sexy boy. Oi.
And looking at that belt, people are talking, you know, if Cody takes the W on Monday, which is going to be our show, guys, Sunday for you, Monday for us, people are thinking that Cody might bring back this belt if he takes it home.
I'm for it.
Mm.
But I... Maybe. Maybe.
Mm.
I look at that belt, though, and it's the hardcore title that was gifted to Mankind. Oh,
yeah. No, great matchup.
Yeah.
It'll have when do you want to stop it, bro? Would you want to stop it here or?
Yeah, let's stop right now, guys, with the Shawn Michaels new WWF champion. There we go. Beautiful.
Oh, great match, bro. Any comments on that one before we shout out to some other podcasts?
Instant classic right there, and it's about bloody time that we got around and did that match. I hope everyone enjoyed it. I thoroughly did. It's a goddamn classic.
All right, guys, before we finish up, or actually, no, before we go deeper into WrestleMania 40, we want to give a shout out to not one, but two great wrestling podcasts. Check these guys out.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Main Event Marks is a retro pro wrestling podcast hosted by two lifelong wrestling marks and walking wrestling encyclopedias, Troy and Greg. Every Wednesday, we do a breakdown and review from a fan's perspective on some of wrestling's biggest and most forgotten shows ever, along with the industry news from that time period, taking you back in history to when that event took place. Main Event Marks is available on all podcast platforms and on YouTube. Follow us on social media at @MainEvent_Marks.
Well, guys, you know what time it is. Alan's left the room, so I have to give a bit of a readout of our sponsors and affiliates. So Rogue Energy is a premium energy and focus supplement designed to optimize your mental and physical performance. And if you check out rogueenergy.com and use our promo code 2702 at checkout, you will get 10% off products. Next one I want to talk about is Luxie. So Luxie can enhance your performance with their analog grips. These grips can be used on your PlayStation, your Xbox, and your Nintendo Switch. And if you visit Luxie.com and use the promo code BRO247, that's BRO247, you get a total of 15% off products. Up next is Triumph Chairs. So Triumph Chairs is a gaming chair company specializing in comfort and performance. Visit TriumphChairs.com and use the promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 10% off products. Up next is Clinch Gaming. Clinch Gaming manufactures custom professional gaming controllers that you can use on your Xbox and your PlayStation, and use our promo code BRO247 on checkout to get 5% off products. Up next is Player One Coffee. So Player One Coffee develop coffee recipes custom tailored to gamers, creative developers, and just about anyone who really enjoys a cup of coffee. And lucky last is victoriouseyewear.com. So Victorious Eyewear develop blue white blocking gaming glasses designed to eliminate digital eye strain and help you maintain comfortable and focused. Visiting victoriouseyewear.com and use the promo code BRO247 at checkout gets you 10% off. So again, shout out there to Victorious Eyewear, Player One Coffee, Clinch Gaming, Triumph Chairs, Luxie.com, and Rogue Energy. All right, guys, we are back. Alan, I think you were saying to me during the ad break, you have pulled up the card. And guys, we're going to spend some time. We will go through each match, give our predictions, who we think is going to take the W. Let's kick it off, LA. Night one, what do we have?
If you're hoping, you're gonna hear from us now, because every other wrestling podcast out there has done it already. But we're here and we're going to be telling you right now how we feel. Mm. Also, before I do this, everyone who jumped into my streams at Alan Ross 84 at TBK on my Twitch channel, thank you for everyone who jumped in and actually watched me do the simulation of night one and night two of WrestleMania. I really appreciate it. It's currently still up on my Twitch channel if you want to go back and watch it. I'd say it was a good stream, both of them. I really appreciate people coming in and checking it out. And also, too, the people that came in and checked out my Fortnite stream also. I actually titled them both WrestleMania specials, because one I played is Becky Lynch and the man, the Fortnite skin I have of her. And the other was John Cena, and the other one was The Rock. But it was actually the Foundation skin that, you know, because it's got The Rock's head, because we saw him in the game. Anyway, I digress. Thank you very much for everyone who jumped in and checked out our stream. Let's go. Night number one. number one match that's on the Wikipedia page. Speaking of Becky, it's Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's Championship.
Okay. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. I think it's a match that people have been wanting to see for quite a long time. I think they even teased it. I think it was a face-off a number of years ago. This was going to be a match we could see. I think Charlotte versus Rhea from that Mania a few years ago was fantastic. Now she gets to go against another member of the Four Horsewomen. I don't see Becky taking the W with this one. I see Rhea is really riding a wave, being on the cover of the video game, being with the Judgment Day. She's a very much a huge attraction, and I see her taking the W, and I think Becky, I hope as well, that we get a heel turn. Maybe she goes to SmackDown and does some stuff over there in that storyline.
Yeah, pretty much the same, but maybe not do a heel turn, but maybe she goes away for a while and has a rest, learns a new hold, and then make us miss her. And then when she returns, boom, we'll be very happy to see her return. So, yeah, I got our Adelaide girl winning that match.
Nice.
Match number two, it's Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. They had a great vignette the other night on Raw of Chad Gable showing Sammy some maneuvers, how to take on Gunther, because he's a submission machine, and the man, it pretty much is like wrestling a bear from the old wrestling days where they used to wrestle bears in the ring. What were you going to say? Sorry.
I think I was thinking more that I've seen lots of podcasts actually thinking that Sammy's going to get the W, like that they're going to end Gunther's reign at this event. I think if they were going to end it, it would have been against Clash of the Castle against Sheamus, all those years ago. That's when it would have ended. Possibly in last year's Triple Threat, I had Drew winning that match, possibly pinning Sheamus. That way Gunther doesn't actually take a W. I see, Sammy giving him a good challenge. It's going to be a real throwback to those PWG days, those kind of Evolve wrestling, that real hard-hitting stuff. But I think we're going to get that powerbomb. We're going to get multiple powerbombs, and I think we're going to have, Gunther still, and we'll just continue to just run with this belt for as long as he can.
Yep, I see a submission win. I see Sammy being part, being made to just not tap out, but he will knock him out. He will put him in a sleeper hold and then squeeze the absolute life out of him. And Gunther with the submission on that one. We got the next match is the six-pack tag team ladder match for the tag titles. We got Judgment Day, we got DIY, we got The Awesome Truth, we got The New Day, we got A-Town Down Under, and we got the new Catch Republic. Who do you think?
Okay. Well, interesting, because I saw this tweet that they came out. I think Michael Cole said it on SmackDown or Raw too, that this match actually isn't for one set of tag, but it's actually for both. And how it's going to actually work is both belts will be hung up, as in the match will continue until both belts are actually pulled down. So let's say that, for example, Judgment Day pulled down one set of tag belts. They'll retain those ones.
The Raw or SmackDown.
The second set will still stay up there and another team would actually take it. I'm actually going to say Judgment Day will keep the Raw tag team belts. I see them retaining that. And I'm actually looking at my list here. I'm actually going to go with A-Town Down Under. I think Theory and Waller would be great as tag team champs, heels on SmackDown. So I see them taking the blue belts, the SmackDown tag belts, and I see Judgment Day retaining the extra Raw tag team belts. But even looking at those names, I think it would be cool to see Gargano and Ciampa have a Mania moment and pull out the tag team belts. But it's been interesting to see. But I'm going to say, Waller and Theory, SmackDown, Judgment Day, keep Raw.
I think I'm going to have to agree with you on both of those as well, too, because, and I can see something happening on night two, because if you guys have been catching up on TikTok and Instagram, especially with Mr. Austin Theory, he has been called out by Johnny Swole. Now, Johnny Swole, I don't know if you know, I don't know if you've heard of this gentleman, but he calls out on people who go to the gym, who film themselves, and if you're a jerk, he'll call you out on it. And so he cut a pretty interesting promo on Mr. Theory and Mr. Grayson Waller just the other day, and having the calling him chicken legs to Mr. Theory. So it would be interesting, like, if they win the match, they do the Grayson Waller effect on night two. Johnny Swole comes down there trying to celebrate with their tag titles, and he comes out and just clears house. Another celebrity promotion type of thing that they love doing. You know, that's what WWE is all about with their entertainment. So, yeah, it would be kind of cool. So, yeah, I have to agree with you on Judgment Day. And
I was going to say, too, though, just really quick, though, one thing you said there, too, makes me think, like, even looking at how they're bringing back, like, WWE, the world has come back. Like, maybe they do a thing where they're actually at the world celebrating their tag team title win. And then you bring out Swole to face him off there. Yep. If they don't do it at the big show, they can do it in something like that. But no, that's good. That's a good idea. I reckon that could work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. We've got brother versus brother. We've got Uso takes on Jey Uso. Rikishi's tweet, you know, father of both the Usos, came up and pretty much he promoted this match. You know, brother versus brother. Who's got this? He hasn't really given much of a hint of who he's going for, but I hope these guys can go. I hope it's not going to be like the Matt and Jeff match that they had, the Hardys. So I've got Jay for this one. I probably think the opening, like, package to this would probably be very heartstringing to people who are very close to their brothers, and you know, it's very much like a Shawn Michaels, Bret Hart, Bret Hart and Owen Hart type of style here. Where, you know, the older brother think he's doing the right thing by the little brother, but the little brother is like, I can do this on my own, I don't need you. But yeah, I've got, hopefully Jay will get the win on this one.
Well, it's funny because I was actually under the mindset that we weren't even going to get this match. Like, I remember there was talks back when they faced off at the Rumble. Like, that was the first taster of having them as one and two. Then they were doing the Gunther versus Jay feud for the IC title. There was rumors of that being a potential Mania match. But then they went and did it on a Raw to have, you know, Jimmy come out and cost Jay the matchup to finally lock this one in. I think this can go either two ways. You know, for Jimmy to would you say cement himself as a heel, the W over J would be big for him. Because really, he's not a big marquee star. He's kind of lost in the bloodline. He's at the back when everyone's talking. So is there, Heyman's there, Brock's there, Roman's there. For Jimmy to get the win, boost him up. He can come into the locker room and say, that's the number one for the bloodline. That's number one. We've done that. Now it's up to Rock and Roman to finish their story, win the main event. Does Jimmy need the win? Or does Jay need the win? I don't think so. I think Jay's already a big star on Raw. You know, main event Jey Uso, former tag champ with Cody, doing some great stuff. So I'm going to say Jimmy. I see it being, you know, maybe a holding up the trunks, a steel win. Here's a question for you. Will Solo Sikoa be involved in this matchup?
I hope not. I think he just, hopefully he just sticks out, doesn't need to be part of it. He probably will make a, he'll probably play a big role in the main event of night one. And if things go astray, he will probably be involved with night two as well. But, no, I don't think, I hope none of the bloodline gets involved with that match. I hope they just, two bros just wrestling and finding out who's the better one.
Nice.
Yes. We got the next match. It is Damage Control, which is Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai versus Naomi, Bianca Belair, and Jay Cargill in a six-woman tag team match. Now, On the SmackDown just passed, not this one that was yesterday, but the one last week when this match was made, the Cargill, Bianca, and Naomi. Twitter was a very interesting time at that. Probably for the span of 2 hours, there was a lot of people going, I am happy for this match. I'm very happy to see these ladies in the ring. We got Bianca, we got Jade, and we got Naomi. Yes, all black queens, please destroy me. And yeah, there's some muscle mummies in this match, and I am for it. And I'm gonna go with Bianca, Jade, and Naomi with that W.
And who takes the pin? Like, who gives the pin and takes the pin, you reckon?
Jade hitting Kira Sane with the last ride.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. Yep. What do you think?
I actually thought this match wasn't going to happen. I thought this actually would have been a tag team championship matchup. I thought originally they were going to do Bianca and Naomi against Damage Control for the women's tag team belts.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Jade would then appear at that show and like do that end of SmackDown, but do it there. Like come to the rescue after that matchup. The fact that we're getting it, I think Jade's a star. I think she's going to fit in really, really well. I think we're going to get her in this match where she won't have a lot of time in the ring. She'll be like that desperate tag. Once we get that tag to Jade, here she comes, clears house, and then gets the win. I'm going to reckon she's going to get the pin over Dakota. And then I think eventually, I reckon at that Backlash show, which is going to be in France, I think, next month, I think they're going to do Damage Control against Bianca and Naomi for the tag belts, for the women's ones.
Cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Awesome. Next, we got another tag team match. It is the LWO with Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santo Escobar and Dirty Dom Mysterio. Mm. Now, SmackDown just passed, not the one yesterday, but the one last week. Kalito was quite interested in being in this tag match, and he looked at his face, and then Rage goes, and the new member of the LWO, Dragon Lee, and the crowd went mild. I'm ready for the LWO and the Santo Escobar thing to be over, just to be done. So we can move on and let Santo, like, let him climb, let him go to the top, give him a chance to really get into that, not just yet world title picture, but maybe soon, because he is such an amazing wrestler. He can do it. But for me in this one, I'm ready for, Santo and Dom to get the W on this one. And possibly Kalito going, you didn't choose me as a tag partner, Ray. Fuck you. Apple to the face to Dragon Lee, and then costing them the match, and then Kalito just going astray, doing his own thing.
Yeah, what do you think? I could see that. I, again, didn't even see this match even appearing on my wild card a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, why is this even happening? I didn't even think this would be on the card as well. I would think, you know, if WWE still had a Cruiserweight title, I think Santos would have been a really cool heel as champion. And I reckon this would have been Dragon Lee versus Santos for the Cruiserweight title. That would have been a great opener to night one. This is going to be that Cruiserweight match. As you said, I'm not really into the story. It's not something I'm really into because I think the Ray and Dominic's over. I think we did that. We've done that. We've done that story.
We did it last year.
And I think I'm going to say Ray and Lee to get the win as a good face win. Does Dominic need it? Santos probably does. Dominic, I don't think so. But I'm going to say Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio get the win. And I reckon this will be the opener for the show.
Okay. Yes, yep. I was going to say they'll probably be the opener. And then we got the big tag team match with all the marbles, for all the dice right here. Because if it is the Bloodline, Roman Reigns and The Rock take on Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. If Rhodes and Rollins win, all members of the Bloodline are banned from ringside during the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship match on night two. If The Rock and Reigns win, the championship match on night two will be held under Bloodline rules. This is a hard one. because I kind of want to see a Bloodline Rules match again. We saw one on Raw just a couple of days ago with Seth and Solo.
Mm.
And the belting that those boys took. I mean, I've taken some beltings in my past, and watching that was like, holy shit.
Mm.
That's a weight belt that they were taking shots on, and then the smack of it. But yeah, I kind of, and against it goes against everything, because I'm always going for the good guys. That's always been my style. But I kind of want Cody and Seth to lose and the Bloodline win, so we can see that match, and we're going to see Cody against the world, and who will be there for him. You know, who will stand up, who will stand alongside him when he is taking on everyone in the Bloodline. Mm. So again, night number one, they're going to be sending everyone home intrigued and maybe quite upset, because I'm going for the Bloodline in this match, and I think Rock and Roman are going to get the W, so we can have that Bloodline Rules match at night two. What do you think?
I agree. Bloodline for the win. I think the X factor for me is Drew McIntyre will be in this match. Drew McIntyre will be the one that will cost Seth. Rock will pin Seth. I see you have to put all the marbles on the table in the main event the next night.
Yes.
Smacking it Raw, Matt Riddle and the team there do some great stuff where they say Cody is like the leader of the Avengers. Everyone has a role to play. You have a Captain America, you have an Iron Man, you have a Hulk. And we're going to see all those characters in the main event on the next night. We're going to see Sokoa Sokoa. We're going to see Jey Uso. We're going to see Jimmy Uso. We're going to see probably some other surprises of people that might come out to aid Cody in this opportunity. I think it makes sense for the Bloodline to win. If this is Roman's last night as champion, the next night he's going to lose the belt, he has to win this main event. You know, the ending of that shot would be them on the rampway doing the point like that and the pyro just going off on night one. That's how I see it ending. The disappointed Seth in the ring, the disappointed Cody trying to bring himself back together going into the next night. So I'm going to say, Bloodline get the W with Rock pinning Seth Rollins.
Excellent. Now let's go over to night two. And we've got another six-person tag team match. It's a Philadelphia street fight. Mm. And we've got the Pride, which is the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley, taking on the Final Testament of Karrion Kross, Akeem and Razor with Scarlett and Mr. Paul Ellering.
Mm.
This is like the LWO. I'm ready for this stuff to be over as well, and for Mr. Karrion Kross to get back into that title picture and start choking motherfuckers out and becoming a champion. Because this is not I need to see Kross with a title. I think this is it'll be a barbaric beat up match. I'm gonna go with the Final Testament on this one, because I just like this storyline to be over.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, I agree. I think this is another match that the last minute was announced. I think Nick Aldis announced this last week on his like mobile phone that this was happening. And I thought this would have maybe been on the go home edition on a SmackDown if there wasn't enough time to fill it on the card. But I'm like, cool, it's on there. Karrion Kross is on a WrestleMania. I like Karrion. Again, same. Bobby Lashley. I like Bobby Lashley. I thought Bobby would be in a better spot than what he's in here. Being in a six-man tag, I think he would be better as a singles. I liked him with MVP. The Hurt Business, you know, they reunified this week at Wild Mania. They're supporting Shelton Benjamin. I want that Lashley. I want Hurt Business Lashley, the suit-wearing Lashley that's not smiling to the crowd. I want that smugness. And I don't think we'll get it. I think that's been and gone. But I like the idea of Karrion stepping up, going into the title picture. Possibly Randy beats Logan and you do Karrion versus Randy Orton. I would love something like that for the United States Championship going down the line. So Final Testament against the win, and I'm going to say Karrion Kross will actually pin Lashley to give him a good win there, because it's mainly been about those two. So I'm going to say Kiri and pins Lashley.
I do want to see that that power bomb, the double power bomb spot that the the Elders of Pain do, because that maneuver is, and just to, if they can do it, just do it through some tables. That'd be fucking sweet. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Mm. Speaking of the US title, it's a triple threat match with Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. Mm. The Kevin and Logan stuff, I was really hoping this was going to just be a singles match for Randy and Logan, because of what happened at the pay-per-view just present at the Elimination Chamber. But again, Kevin found himself in it. I think Logan to get the W, but Randy Orton hitting the RKO onto Kevin Owens, and then the sneaky bastard that Logan Paul is getting the knucks, punching Randy in the back of the head or in front of the face, and then jumping on Owens and getting the 1-2-3.
Mm.
So yeah, I've got Logan Paul for the win.
Nice. I'm going to probably disagree with the ending. I'm going to say I hope Randy gets the W. I would like Randy to win.
Okay.
I think Randy would be great as United States champion. I wish there was Randy versus Paul. That's what I thought it would be, as you said, from Chamber. I think Owens could have possibly done something else, but, you know, I'm not unhappy with it. But I'm going to say Orton gets the pin, and he'll actually counter Logan Paul. He'll give us a classic RKO moment. We haven't seen one in a while, and I think we'll get one in this matchup. Yeah.
Cool. We've got the Women's Championship on SmackDown. Mm. It's Bayley versus Ura Sky. And they started off strong on this, and then they sort of fickled away from it. I found it interesting that everyone was sort of feeling for Bayley. It's like, oh, you know, so some of the women on the SmackDown roster were like, oh, but, you know, you got to look out for her. You know, she's been through a lot, you know, and you're like, this is Bayley. She's a heel. Let her get beat up. Again, she was horrible. She did horrible things. She said horrible things. Let the bitch get beat up. Go for it. No one needs to help her. I love that. When Bianca had, when she told Naomi that a few weeks back, she's like, no, let her get beat up. I'm not helping her. And she was like, come on, sis, we need to help her. She's like, fine. So, I think Bayley will get the win, because she won the Rumble, and then maybe have it for a month and then maybe lose it to Sky. So, yeah, Bayley for the win.
Mm. So I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go Sky for the W. I think she will be a Rumble winner that doesn't win the championship. I think it'll be a great matchup. I do see involvement of, again, the women that were involved in night one will be involved in this matchup. I think they're going to plant the feud for Sky and Cargill. And I think that's something that we're going to do in the future, is them for the Women's World Championship. So I'm going to say Sky to get the win. And I'm kind of disappointed. Like, I wish, I don't know. I don't see it being a marquee match to main event the first night, but I kind of wish the women's belt has the possibility to main event the show. Like, both the men and women's belt should main event the pay-per-view if the Rumble winners win them. It's a different time now. The story is the Bloodline, Rock, Cody, Seth. So if it has to be on this show, that's fine. But I'm going to say, yes, Sky gets the W and retains the Women's Championship.
Nice. We've got a big match here. A couple of vets. They've been around for a very long time. We've got AJ Styles takes on LA Knight. Yeah. calm down. I know how much you love Mr. Knight.
Just do another. Skip this match. We'll do another match. We won't do this one.
You're an ass hat. yes. I'll speed it up. I've got LA Knight for the win on this one.
Okay. Yeah. Look, AJ Styles, I think, would be good. He kind of seems to be going down a nice heel path, which is good. I like heel AJ Styles. He came in as a heel, worked as a heel for quite a while. LA Knight is, you know, he's good. He's just, I don't jump out of my seat for the character. I'm more of an AJ Styles fan. I think this would be a great matchup. You know, two former TNA world champions at a WrestleMania, vets of wrestling, as you said. And I'm going to say AJ Styles. And I'm thinking we might get a Styles clash from the second rope to finish this matchup. I see that being the ending.
I've heard some wild stuff too that he might be potentially going back to an old theme song.
Oh, nice.
Mr. AJ. Old TNA.
Nice. Theme song. When he was doing the whole leather jacket and stuff before he left in 2013. Okay, cool.
That's what he's doing. Right. That's what he's doing. Again, nice. I've heard little things about that, but I'd like to see that too.
This whole lone wolf character,
We got the World Heavyweight Championship. The Working Horse Championship is Drew McIntyre takes on Seth frickin' Rollins. I'm going to see Seth is going to be pretty beat up on night one. And he's going to be coming into this match just like if you're playing 2K24 and he's in the red. He's in the red health. And he's probably feeling like shit because he let Cody down. So his mind's not going to be in the match correctly, which I think Mr. McIntyre will take full advantage of, and he will get the W. I think Drew will get the win.
Wow, okay. Damian Priest cash in or no cash in?
I hope not. I hope not yet.
Okay.
No.
I'm thinking the same as you. I would like to see Drew take the W. I think he needs his Mania win of a world title in front of fans. He didn't get it during COVID, didn't get it against Lashley in front of fans. I think this will be the one. Seth's been great as champion. He's had the belt for nearly a year, and he's pushed it and had some great matches. I think Drew is really pushing it. I think he'll be a great champion. And if we get Drew versus Punk in the future, chuck Seth in it, give us a triple threat at SummerSlam, I'm all for that. So I'm going to say Drew gets the W for that one, and that'll be the first of two, I think, planned world title changes this night. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And yes, and then we're up to the main event, and it will be, in hoping, a Bloodline Rules. It's Cody Rhodes takes on Roman Reigns for the Universal title. This is for all the marbles. This is the end game. This is the when you went and watched Marvel's Endgame, Avengers Endgame, and you waited 3 hours and you knew that when Thor and Iron Man and Captain America and Thanos are standing there in front of him, and Cap said he can do this all day, and then you hear on your left, and it's Sam Wilson, the Falcon, and that's what I see. This is what's going to happen, and it's the Bloodline, the entirety of the Bloodline. Hell, we might even get more of the Bloodline, more brothers, more cousins on Roman and Brock's side will be there to back them up. But then, Avengers Cody will have Seth. He will have Jay, he will have Sammy. If they're planted to see correctly, they might be Stone Cold Steve Austin. John Cena might be there. Fucking hell, even The Undertaker might be there just to back Cody up. And it would just be wild to see. And we're all going to go home happy because I don't think we might see a repeat of last year, which was a kick in the belly it was. And it was because I remember I had to explain to my son, I'm holding his hand, and he's like, but Cody lost. I went, I know, but that's okay because things are going to change. Things will happen soon. But I hope Cody wins this. I hope he takes not one, not two, not three, but four crossroads to take down, the quote-unquote, the final boss, Rock. It's not the final boss. Roman is the final boss, and for him to get the win. So Cody for the win.
I think everything you've said, I agree with. I can see the glass breaking. I can see possibly Cena coming out. It's going to be a free for all, but in the end, it's just going to be Cody and Roman. Started with them, it's going to end with them. I would love that. Crossroads 1, 2, 3, and then the last one hooks the leg. 1, 2, 3. Roman's historic reign comes to an end. Cody finishes the story. It's that storybook moment. He holds up the World Wrestling or the WWE Championship. The pyro goes, and it's a whole new reset. You know, this renaissance era is what we're going in now. Wrestling's everywhere. It's on mainstream TV with Netflix. It's crossing into films, crossing into sports and entertainment. It's a new start, and I love those night after Raws. What's it going to look like? Who knows? It's going to be interesting. Drew and Cody might have a face-off, two new champions facing off. Hey, what's up? You know, this is a whole new thing, and we're the two people on the brand. I think Cody will go to SmackDown and keep the belt there. Drew stays on Raw and does that stuff there. But I'm looking forward to it. Should be a great night. Any closing comments, Al, before we finish up?
Just like what you were just saying there, I am looking forward to it. Yes, WrestleManias can be a marathon, but I really thoroughly enjoy them. Where, again, I don't think I'll be watching every single damn match, but it's but the important ones are there. And yes, I am looking forward to like discussing it with you in when next time we catch up on this show, because I'm excited. It's going to be some fun times ahead.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoy the show from wherever you're watching it from around the world. Thank you for checking out our show tonight, our watch-along of HBK versus Bret Hart, and our predictions for both Night 1 and Night 2 of WrestleMania 40. You can check us out on CastBox, Castro, Podbean, and Apple iTunes. You can also follow us directly on Instagram and on X at The Brocast. That's THEBROKAST. You can also follow us individually on our two accounts here, Mr. MMA Action for myself, and also Alan Ross 84 TBK. And you can also check us out on YouTube at The Brocast Podcasting Gaming for our weekly podcasting and wrestling episodes. But as we say each and every episode, good morning, good afternoon, good evening all.
Good night.
Yeah, guys, thanks for sticking around. Now we're going to go back and listen to a classic TBK moment.
There's a clown. You see the clown?
What the
fuck?
It's just like a Ninja Turtle, though, with a clown mask on. What the?
Fuck off.
I'm going to WrestleMania. I've got pretty good seats. I'm going to fucking clown
it up. New Orleans, man. Get lost.
There wasn't Doink the Clown looking, though. He had green on.
That's like Rape the Clown.